From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. World leaders are urging President Obama to use the Nobel Prize to enhance his efforts to forge peace. First this hour, we get reaction to the surprise win from around the world, around the country, and from our own political commentators. And we start with NPR's Rob Gifford, who's been gathering reaction outside the U.S.
There were audible gasps in the hall in Oslo as leader of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Torbjørn Jagland, announced that President Obama had won this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Though it was known he had been nominated, few people seriously believed that he would receive the prize among a crowded field of global politicians and activists. But, said Jagland, President Obama was the unanimous choice of the five-member committee.
His diplomacy is founded in the concept that those who are to lead the world must do so on the basis of values and attitudes that are shared by the majority of the world's population.
Jagland said that under President Obama, multilateral diplomacy has regained a central position, and he lauded the president's pledges to reduce the world's stock of nuclear weapons, ease conflicts with Muslim nations, and strengthen the U.S. role in combating climate change. Congratulations then poured in for President Obama from world leaders such as German Chancellor Angela Merkel. In a short time, Merkel said, President Obama has established a new tone, creating a willingness for dialogue that everyone should support. Other former laureates such as Shimon Peres, Mikhail Gorbachev, Desmond Tutu and Nelson Mandela all congratulated President Obama. Mohamed El-Baradei won the prize in 2005 as head of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Nobody today, in my view, who is more deserving of that peace prize than Barack Obama. He is restoring the basic core values that every one of us should live by: dialogue, respect, democracy, due process, human rights, a security system that does not depend on nuclear weapons.
But not everyone took part in the transatlantic love-in. Some critics were scornful that President Obama was being rewarded for his intentions rather than his achievements, or even that he was simply receiving the award just for not being President Bush. Others, such as Mehdi Hassan, a senior editor at the New Statesman magazine in London, are angry at the president's continuation of Bush administration policies.
This is a president who, for right reasons or wrong reasons, has escalated the war in Afghanistan over the past 9 months. He's doubled the size of the US military contingent there, doubled the size of bases like Bagram. He's killed through airstrikes more civilians in Pakistan in 9 months than Bush killed in the whole of 2008. So it does slightly stick in my throat to see him getting a peace prize.
The 1983 Nobel laureate, former leader of the Polish Union Solidarity, Lech Wałęsa, asked so fast when told President Obama had won, then answered his own question. Too fast, he said. But he was in the minority. French President Nicolas Sarkozy perhaps summed it up best by saying the award marks America's return to the hearts of the people of the world. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.